1212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
I'm a bit of a know-it-all, right? Like anything. Well, no, it's more that like if situations come up and I don't know how to do it, I just jump in and try it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, or I Google it. Yeah. Go to YouTube.
Oh, totally.
How
you know what
how
that's
to
called?
Do it.
It's called taking initiative.
Yeah.
And it's a great trait to have. I'm just trying to explain it away because I do the exact same thing.
Oh, dude, seriously, the amount of times I've YouTube things on how to do things is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, I'm in the stages of moving out of my house at the moment, and Elliot, my partner's moved over back to the East Coast.
Mm.
He moved last week, right? Left last week. So it's kind of like left me to be and do things on my own. And there's a lot of things that I've discovered over the past week that I've just realised I don't know how to do.
Because Elliot's always done them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. I did just reveal to you that in the past 2 years, 18 months.
This is brilliant.
Last night, Jesse busted me taking the bins out as he drove past my place. That was the first time I'd ever done it in 18 months because Elliot just always did it.
Yeah.
Right? It's not that I don't know how to. It's just that he's always done it. But I do want to talk about the things that I just did not know how to do.
Right.
Like, you know when you move out and you have to get the power switched off? Never done it before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do I do it?
I've never moved out without leaving like a housemate behind or something like that, you know? So
yeah, and to be honest, I was like, who are we even with?
Who's the bang for the power?
Well, it was anyway. But also, starting a lawnmower. I noticed the grass out the back is getting a little bit long and I'm like, oh, I have to move out next week, so I better, you know, trim that up.
Yeah.
I don't know how to start a lawnmower.
Do you know where the lawnmower is? Do you know if you have a lawnmower?
You're not? Okay, I just assumed it was in the back shed. Also,
you just assume everyone's got a lawnmower.
Doesn't everybody else just come with a lawnmower? I'm joking. I'm pretty sure there's a lawnmower in the back shed.
Sure.
Also, I'm pretty sure there's a whippersnapper, but I don't know how to use that either.
Mm.
But, you know, I can, you know, cook a solid meal, change a tyre, change the oil. Like, literally.
Different set of skills.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. But I just figure that there's certain things that I believe you should learn before you get to 30,
There are things that you don't want to have to explain to someone why you don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you can make it to like 30. You can make it to 50 and not know like a whole
bunch
of stuff.
I know. Yeah, look, I get it. You know, you can't know everything.
Yeah.
You really can't. But I just want to talk about
sometimes
those.
Sometimes a bit hard to explain.
Yeah. So 13, 12, 16, offer up some advice this morning. Everyone over 30, give us a call and let's fill all the under 30s in with what you need to know.
13, 12, 16 is the number. Give us a call. 744.
When it comes to mowing the lawn, I've mowed lawns before, but I've never actually started a lawnmower. Mm. My brother or partner's always started a lawnmower, and then I've just, like, taken over because it looks like fun. I'll do one strip, and then I'll be like, done.
That's enough.
Do it for the gram. And then
But they are, like, little basic things that you start to think, like, how did I get this far
in life
and not know how to do this, you know?
Exactly.
Or, like, not pay attention to it kind of thing.
Absolutely. And there's just those little things, you know. Anyway, I chucked this up on our Facebook. Geez, we got some comments on there.
Really?
Some are, like, really lovely, like, you know, just, you know, value who you are, that kind of stuff.
Really
really beautiful ones. Then there's other weird ones are like learn how to make a proper cheese and Vegemite sandwich.
A proper cheese. How do you screw that up?
Well,
and now I'm wondering, have I been screwing it up?
You probably have, but this is probably for another day, another discussion.
Okay.
But Carl also said, move out of your mum's house, stop dressing in your sister's clothes, and cut the top knot and get a job. It's simple.
All right, Carl, don't tell me how to live my life. You're not my real dad.
Hey, we asked for the advice, okay? Yeah. This is what is coming through. Yeah. Tina said, just because you can buy the cake doesn't mean you should buy the cake. I've never been given such bloody brain advice in my life. Literally. I've got to do
okay,
this one because this one's really important. Learn how to use a bloody indicator when going around the roundabout.
Yeah.
And also look after your skin because it's all downhill.
Oh.
It doesn't get any better.
Gravity kicks
in. Well, not so much. Yeah, and the wrinkles, you know, that kind of stuff. But embrace it at the same time.
All right, let's go to 13, 12, 16.
Julie from Australind, what should you know before you turn 30? probably how to talk would
okay,
be great.
Okay, so I'm a little bit older than 30, just a tiny bit. But the one thing I would love to share with everybody, male or female, is you will never be as young and beautiful again as you are right this moment. So don't stress it.
That is so true.
It's also a little bit depressing, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, no, it's not. Absolutely enjoy it because, like I said, it doesn't last forever. So, celebrate the you are right now.
Yeah, it's the same like when you look back and you think, you know, when you're like in your 20s and you thought that you had too much fat on you, you know, but like I'll do anything to go back to 21-year-old fat Jules,
mate,
you know?
I was so hot back in the day. I spent all my time worrying about whether I was too skinny, too fat, my bum wasn't big enough,
true,
or it was too big.
Yep.
And then you get look back now and I go, oh, my God, all of those amazing people I could have dated if I'd just...
Yeah.
I was good looking. They were lucky.
You're looking back at photos, shaking your head.
Yeah, punching way above their weight.
Julie, is there a specific skill that you're glad that you knew after you turned 30?
A specific skill? Yeah, I'm pretty much a dab hand at any kind of major home repair stuff.
Really?
I made myself learn.
Yes.
I was a single mum for a long time, so I had to be able to, you know, fix stuff. And I can wire a chook then.
What's the biggest What's the biggest thing you've repaired at your house?
Oh, probably holes in the walls from the boys with skateboards when they were
kids.
Yeah.
So
I guess
it
kind of forces you into certain things like that, and learning. I mean, having Elliot around for the past 18 months, you know, I just left everything up to him. And now that he's gone, I've realised that, oh, geez, I really don't know much. How am I adulting right now?
Changing fly screens and stuff. It's all stuff you need to do.
Do you know how to do it? Oh, do you want to come around to my place then if it's fly screen?
It'll cost you, though.
Ah, no, I'm broke too.
Can you teach her as well?
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.